Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
Hey, listen, I am no Marianne Eterno, not even close, am I, to this very brilliant woman who talks to us about the affordable health care, Obamacare, and she can answer anything. But I am going to tell you that today is the deadline for enrollment in Obamacare for health coverage that you would like to begin January 1st. It's also the deadline for making changes to your existing coverage, including shopping for lower premiums. The penalty for not having health coverage surges to nearly $1,000 per household as of January. So here are your dates. December 15th today is the last day to enroll in or change plans for new coverage to start January 1st. January 1st, 2016, coverage starts for those who enroll or change plans by today, December 15th. January 15th is the last day to enroll in or change plans for new coverage to start February 1st of 2016. And January 31st, 2016, open enrollment ends. Enrollment or changes between January 16th and 31st will take place March 1st. So they will take effect March 1st, 2016. If you don't enroll in a 2016 health insurance plan by the 31st of January 31st, 2016, you can't enroll in a health insurance plan for 2016 unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. So to repeat, if you don't enroll in a 2016 health insurance plan by the 31st of January, you cannot enroll in a health insurance plan for 2016 unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. Special enrollment period is the time outside of the enrollment period, the open enrollment in which you and your family have the right to sign up for health coverage in the marketplace. You qualify for special enrollment period 60 days following certain life events. So if you don't enroll by the 31st of January, you might qualify for special enrollments following certain life events like a change in family status, birth of a child or a marriage, loss of other health coverage or a job loss. Job-based plans must provide a special enrollment period of 30 days. So that is my version of your Obamacare information, because today is the last day to enroll or change your plans if you want new coverage to start by the 1st, but you do have until January 15th to enroll or change plans for new coverage to start by February 1st, and the 31st of January is it. So it's time to start looking at your health insurance, and boy, if you're going to go on today, I'm telling you what, you better have a bottle of wine next to you and be ready to sit on that website, which I have done for a few friends of mine now, and it is quite the task. It is not difficult. The information that they ask is not hard. It's not confusing, but it is lengthy. They ask you a lot of questions, and they really determine which policies you can choose from. And whatever anybody else tells you, they do not pick a policy for you. You pick the policy yourself, bronze, silver, platinum, based on what it is you are looking for, whether you want the high deductible, low monthly premiums, or whether you want a little bit of a higher monthly premium with a lower deductible. All the basic insurance plans are very similar as far as what they cover, and the 80%, 20%, or 70%, 30% coverage after the deductible. So what really differs in the Affordable Care Act is the deductible, your co-pays, and your co-insurance. So make sure that you go through it nice and slow, but I'm telling you what, the website is going to be busy today. So if you haven't done it, get on it now. Get on to healthcare.gov. You can look up all the terminology. You can figure it out. It is not that difficult. It just takes time and effort. So get on it. If you don't have health insurance, now's the time. This is Melanie Cole. Great show coming up. Stay well.